You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. Spaces all around Syracuse will be lighting up once again this summer, as in the Black Lights for Jazz in the City 2018. The Outdoor Concert Series has been bringing live music to Syracuse audiences for almost 20 years. This year, free concerts will be located in different quadrants of the city every Thursday in August. Executive Director of CNY Jazz Central, Larry Luttinger, says there are plenty of great local and national acts to look forward to.
We're bringing in a national group, a flutist from Atlanta. She is the first Black female Billboard number one jazz flutist ever designated by Billboard magazine. Her name is Althea Renee, and she's teaming up with an old friend of ours, J.J. Sanseverino, marvelous guitarist out of New York.
Funding for jazz in the city has never been a guarantee. This year, he says Onondaga County stepped up with $10,000, and it's expanding to five concerts.
On August 16th, we move to Regency Tower, and we're going to present the band Atlas for a huge dance party right in the parking lot in front of the Regency Tower. If you can picture that tower, if you look up at the front of it, it's all balconies. It looks like the Metropolitan Opera. I can hardly wait to stand there on stage and look up at 12, 13 floors of people enjoying themselves.
But Jazz in the City goes beyond the music. The program also reaches out to underserved communities in Syracuse with free health screenings and information.
Jazz in the City is all about inclusion. We have so many different constituencies, so many different neighborhoods in Syracuse that need the support. They're isolated. Their residents don't have access to the same services as people who are more mobile and more economically viable.
Jazz in the City's first performance of the summer is August 2nd at 6 p.m. It will feature the local funk band Trump Tight 315 outside of Duncan Bright on South Salina Street. See the full schedule at cnyjazzinthecity.org. For more on this and other local news stories, visit our website, waer.org.